That in the pictures of the Middle Ages also, sometimes you see pictures of Jews that their hair comes out 4 or 5 inches past their ears. But that was symbolically Jewish, and Jews went that way. Even though it was obvious that they were thereby identifying themselves as Jews, but the Jews turned the edict of the Lateran Council regarding their clothing from a badge of shame into a badge of pride. Now, this all combined with the fact that in England there was a boy by the name of Hugh, H-U-G-H, who also was found dead. This is in the 13th century. And the blood libel immediately came to the fore, and the Christian church canonized him as a saint. Later, even though the body never was found, the boy disappeared. Later it was found that he was alive, that he never even died. You know, but a saint is a saint. And you had this climate, therefore, a church-induced climate, and a great deal of it lay in the church's frustration because of its defeat at the hand of the Muslims, the fact that the Crusades did not turn out, and the realization of the church that its power was beginning to diminish in Christian Europe. This brings us to the one more phenomena, which is the last point I want to discuss tonight. There was a phenomena of converts to Christianity from the Jews, who became naturally the worst enemies of the Jews. I discussed with you the famous debate of the Ramban with Pablo Cristiani in last year's series of lectures in 1267. Well, in the year 1240 in Paris, there was a Jew by the name of Donin, Nicholas Donin, who converted to Christianity and who claimed that, you know, it was a stepping stone. The church was it was big business, and he was very ambitious, and he wanted to have a big position in the church. And the church was always partial to Jews, to converted Jews. You know, the Welt says that, you know, that a Jew that that converts to Christianity, so er hat a jüdische Kopf und goyische Masel. All right, so he still had the jüdische Kopf, and now he was looking for the goyische Masel. And he therefore convinced the king of France, Louis IX of the Valois family. Louis IX was a very pious Christian. He's called Saint Louis, after whom the cardinals are named. He's not as good as the Kansas City Royals, but he has his moments. So Saint Louis was convinced that this man Donin was going to be able to prove the truth of Christianity from the Talmud, and which is the same claim that Pablo Cristiani will make in Spain and Barcelona 27 years later. I mean, that was the easy way to be successful, and because of his winning this argument, convincing the Jews, all the Jews will convert. And St. Louis felt that that was going to be a feather in his cap if he would get the Jews of France to convert to Christianity. So he ordered the rabbi of Paris, the famous Rabbeinu Yechiel of Paris, mentioned in Tosfos many times, one of the great Talmudic scholars, he ordered him into a debate. All of the debates in Europe, with the exception of the debate of the Ramban, all of the debates in Europe were losers. If you won, you lost. If you lost, you lost. You couldn't win. And there certainly was no freedom of speech in our sense.